You're listening to Looking Like Jesus, a short tale by Jill Kirk.
So, beard or moustache? Reuben asks, smiling at me in the mirror.
A little beard has been my secret wish since I read what Jesus really looked like. I'd always thought it too demonic, too sexy, dangerously suggestive of what lies beneath, but Reuben and his scissors are a power to be reckoned with. In fact, if he and his scissors hadn't been forced to expand his business, I wouldn't be here today. You'll remember, maybe 15 years ago, public appetite for capital punishment had all but slumped. As HM's official barber to the condemned, that was a death knell for Reuben's business. And so, he took a chair in the barber shop opposite my constituency office. As a Member of Parliament, every Friday, voters brought me their woes. Then, every other week, I would get my hair cut. You know what it's like. Barbers are notorious for creating a sense of the confessional. After just two visits, I'd admitted my fears for my jawline. After three, my hair loss. And after a year, for what we can politely call my virility. You can't fight age, Mr. Pudge, he smiled. He had no jawline issues, I noticed. But how? I knew he was far older than he seemed because, well, the names he had barbered. He only met the very worst, the 1% who escaped the pardon and met the blade. Mass murderers, child molesters, necrophiles, this country's moral black holes. Months and years passed, and our hours together added up. On reflection, Reuben really told me so very little while he nipped and trimmed, but his soft tones at my ear thrilled and energised me in a way I'd forgotten possible. Every other week, Reuben shared delightful, discreet tales of blood, sadism and revenge. If these scissors could only speak, Mr. Pudge, he'd grin, and we'd share a conspiratorial smile. I felt so sorry for that man. You see, over the years, a society cured its ills. The prison halved his hours. Then, scenting the beast of social progress slouching towards us, I heard talk in government circles of abolishing the death penalty. But everything changes. As evil had once dwindled, suddenly the tide of blood returned. Violence soared, and the condemned needed a barber. Police and politicians rushed to action. My own amendments to the Public Execution Bill were seminal. We erected guillotines, trained executioners, and recruited barbers. Murder was epidemic. But as they killed, so did we, the state. And I am glad to say Reuben and his blades were always busy. Sadly, even an MP cannot use a job creation defence in an unprecedented multiple murder trial. I am gratified that the expert psychiatrist agreed that, technically, the scissors gentle snip, 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 as I listened to Reuben's terrible tales, could have had an hypnotic effect on an already psychotic mind. A mind like mine, determined to create work for the needy. So, Reuben looks at the thick, hairy mess I have finally produced during many, many months of incarceration.
beard or moustache?
Finally, my face will look as I've always dreamed, as it rolls into the basket under the guillotine.